Today we are going to celebrate his birthday. I have a message that I've talked about the birthday of the birth of Christ. But I want to go a little, the Lord has instructed me to go just a little different, a little deeper about the birth of Christ and what it means to us today. Amen. And so as we celebrate his birthday, what freedom, what liberty, what joy, what peace, what love, what compassion that he brought to us, that we can enjoy life. And all when we learn to receive all that he has given and made available to us, what abundant life. I want to, if I have my people in the sound booth, you can go ahead and pull up so they can read along with us. Pull up Luke Gospel chapter 1, and this is going to be in the, if you have it in the American Standard, go ahead and do it. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And then be ready to pull up Luke chapter 2 and verse 1. And we'll read down through verse 18. But Luke 1, 26 through 38. Amen. But I'm going to give you my text, the text that where we get started. And everybody going to stay in this morning. We are going to have a great time. Our children. And because this includes everybody. I know we separate for different reasons because we want the children to have their time together so we can. But I believe the Holy Spirit helped me to speak to everybody this morning. Praise God. And I want your hearts to be open to this gospel, this good news is such. Sometimes it's difficult to have fine words to describe, express it greatness, the depths of it. We haven't gotten to it yet, but it's such a profound gospel. It's such good news to humanity till we believers don't really, really, really. We haven't really grasped this, the reality of what we have. We have had a lot of distraction through many things that men tried to do apart from God in the process of dealing with the devil and demons and evil activities that's in this earth. And dealing with that. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the name. Thank God for the finished work of Jesus. Did you hear what I said? Thank God for the finished work of Jesus. What you mean? He totally, completely defeated the devil and all of his works. And that's what we want to talk about. So, if you open your Bible to Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, I will read this verse from the Amplified Bible. Are you ready? Let me get there so I can get ready. Amen. So, look with me, Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. And I will encourage you this morning to listen like you have never listened before, because I believe from what I've been instructed by the Spirit of God, he'll have me to say something that you need to hear today. And I'm not talking about just hearing to go in one ear and come out the other. You need to hear it with your spirit. You need to hear it in your heart. Amen. Praise God. Amen. As we get ready to celebrate, you know, we got so much. And one thing we do, we mess up. And we mess up big time because we get too much on our plate on Sunday morning. We do. And the Lord have instructed me through the year, I'm going to correct some of this. We got other places. When you come to church, you ought to be here. You don't need to be coming, jumping, running out in the middle of the service because you're missing and it costing you. It costing you dear stuff from God that you think you're going to ain't near as important what you should be staying and getting. It may cost your life down the road because there's stuff going on in the earth that never went on before. And we need to be hearing from God every Sunday. You ought to set your Sunday aside that you are here when you be here. You want to jump up and run out and all that. That's disrespect to the Holy Ghost and to what the Lord had prepared for you. Amen. Amen. And we might as well, and that's how we get in trouble because we run out there blind and we don't know where we're going. And the Spirit of God said, he'll show us things to come. He'll bring all things to our remembrance. And I don't want to be running out there without him lead me. Just following something. Well, praise the Lord. Go ahead, preach to him. I know you're doing good. Yes, sir, I will, Lord. I'll preach it. None of y'all saying nothing, so I'm going to say something. Amen. Amen. So listen to the text. Listen to that. This is the subject. God's seed took on human form. Or God's seed took on human flesh and dwelt among us in the gift of his son. That's what we're going to talk about. God's seed took on human flesh and dwelt among us in the gift of his son. Isaiah 7:14, Amplified. Are y'all listening? Therefore, the Lord himself shall give a sign, give you a sign. Behold, a young woman who is unmarried and a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Who ever heard of such a thing? And shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. The Bible tells us that in the very beginning, it says God created what? The heaven. That King James said the heaven and the earth, but other translations said the heavens and the earth because there's more than one heaven. Paul said, I was caught up in the third heaven. And God did what? Created the heavens and the earth. Who did it? God. That means God had to be here before the heaven and the earth were here because he couldn't have created. The heaven couldn't get here in front of God. And then it go on to say, and the earth was without form. And darkness was where? Upon the face of the deep. In the midst of darkness, the Bible said the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And in the midst of the Spirit of God moving, hovering, brewing, some say hovering, some translation said brewing. In the midst of it, God spoke, right? And when God spoke, God said, light be. I wonder why did he say that? Because light was in him. God is light and said, be what I am then. Because it was dark and God is not darkness. All right? Y'all gonna stay with me? And when light showed up, you know, you can read it and I'm not gonna go through all it because I won't ever get to where I need to go. He created light. He went on down through and created everything. But when he got to verse 26, he said, let us do what? Make man how? In our image. Now listen to him what he said. Let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them,